Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres juggles the ball. That's an error on Torres. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Hendrick moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Campaneris moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Bell moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Washington scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson spins, and has Baylor trapped. He throws to Bell who tags Baylor for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Torres, and towards Bando, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ashby scoops up the ball and tags North for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Manning steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Rudy trying to get to home. Manning throws the ball into Ashby who tags Rudy who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bando moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Two outs. Jim Kern now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Bando scores. McMullen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Campaneris moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 3 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Washington strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rudy reaches second base with a double. North scores. It's 6-2, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Bibby now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a line drive towards first. Lowenstein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. North bunts towards the mound. Bibby juggles the ball. That's an error on Bibby. Haney moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. North steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to home to get Haney. North moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Washington steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Rudy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. North scores. Washington scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Ashby and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres juggles the ball. That's an error on Torres. Hendrick scores. Spikes moves to third. Duffy moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spikes tags and scores. Duffy tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Ray Fosse pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.